This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. Social media influencers have been encouraging kids to self-harm through an odorless powder easily available in stores and online. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports dozens of Colorado suicides have been linked to sodium nitrate. Now the state could be one of the first to crack down on it.
The food additive is cheap, easily accessible, and deadly in small doses, which is why it's become a poison of choice for online groups that encourage suicide. Former District Attorney Bruce Brown's son, Bennett, took a fatal dose after learning about it on the internet.
My son was 17. For somebody to have encouraged him to take his life makes me very angry.
The chemical's been linked to about 30 suicides in the state since 2018. Lawmakers want to strictly regulate its sale and labeling. They also may consider a law to limit pro-suicide messaging online. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988 or the Crisis Text Line by texting HOME to 741741. The season for respiratory illnesses continues. Doctors encourage sick people to reach out to providers. CPR health reporter John Daly.
It's typical of the winter season. RSV, flu, and COVID-19 cases are all going around. Many people may be unsure of when to seek care. Dr. Amy Ducrow is an infectious diseases expert with Kaiser Permanente. She says it's important to contact a provider if you have a high fever or having a hard time keeping food down or trouble breathing.
That is a cause for concern and should indicate to be in touch with your care team.
She says don't hesitate to reach out via video visit, email, or chat with a provider or health system. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. It's 8:06.